Now we have funding for town's new health centre may be lost. A contribution from housing developers could be lost if Didcot's new health centre is not built in the near future, a county councillor has revealed. Great Western Park, a 3,300 home estate, is due to be finished in 2026 and was initially granted planning permission in 2008. With a new GP surgery included. Planning consent for the site has already been secured, but there have been constant delays. Last month, it emerged that negotiations with a developer had collapsed, more than a decade after work had been due to start. Didcot County Councillor Ian Snowden then launched a petition calling for urgent action, and it has now received more than 1,800 signatures online. Now he has pointed out that if the health centre is not built by a certain date, a developer contribution of about £790,000 from house builder Taylor Wimpey would be lost. He added, there's a legal agreement between Taylor Wimpey and Vale of Whitehorse District Council that if the council has not granted a lease of the healthcare site to a person that has the intention of providing healthcare facilities by October 2027, then the funds will have to be returned to Taylor Wimpey. It looks like the council will have to get another deed drawn up to backdate this agreement. Otherwise, the funding, which will go towards the construction of the new health centre, could be lost. The whole town needs proper progress on this in 2026. Didcot is lacking in healthcare facilities, while thousands of new homes are being built. There's no reason why it shouldn't have a minor injuries unit as well. Responding to those who signed the petition, Mr. Snowden thanked everyone who has signed and shared. This incredible response shows just how strongly our community feels about the urgent need for a new GP surgery, he wrote. For over a decade, residents have been promised the health infrastructure to match Didcot and Oxfordshire's growth. The land is there, the funding was there, planning permission is there, and yet still no surgery. This petition is about patients, families, and access to local healthcare. The message is clear, we need action, not more delays. The petition is being submitted to the County Council Health Overview and Scrutiny Committee. The Buckinghamshire, Oxfordshire and Berkshire West Integrated Care Board, BOBICB, the Secretary of State for Health and other bodies responsible for health infrastructure delivery. The petition calls for a binding timetable and delivery commitment from the ICB and urgent interim GP capacity measures, such as temporary clinical space, additional staff, or expanded appointment capacity. Didcot and Wantage MP Ollie Glover has urged Health Secretary Wes Streeting to unblock the new surgery. Valley Park in the town is now under construction, adding another 4,000 homes. And we have a photograph of the Didcot West County Councillor, Ian Snowden.